after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Shetty J, and welcome to another great show. Man, I'm glad to have you guys as usual, man. It's another high day for some of y'all. It's a Thursday. Y'all get used to the fact that we do this show 5 days a week. So, man, it's great, man. We'll be very soon. We'll be having different hosts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So y'all be on the lookout for that. So you'll actually have 3 different shows to listen to right here on Life at Dust Live. Of course, you got me on every Monday and Wednesday. That's me and my girl Cheryl Lamoske. And yes, I would do it every Monday and Wednesday. And then soon, I'm starting next month. We'll be having to where y'all have on Tuesdays. You'll have a special show on Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, there'll be a special show with somebody on Thursday. So there you go. And of course, Friday is still our Let's Talk More Music show. So we'll also be introducing some new things with that pretty soon, too. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We definitely got a lot of big moves happening out of that. So, kind of get you guys caught up on what today's show, who's going to be in today's show and whatnot, to continue our Dust Music Month. We got a different part of it. We got a different entity we're going to bring into the whole equation, and that's spoken word. And we're going to bring my girl all the way from the East Coast. The most, my girl Lil Nemo, is going to be on the show today, and we'll be chopping over her as far as, you know, the importance of spoken word in the music industry and what led her get into that crowd. So we cannot wait to chop it up with her. Definitely great to have her in the family. And just, you know, just put our arms around and support each all each other how we always do. It's how we do it. And looks like this one, it's my co-host, the most in the building now. What's up? What's up, Terry Lamoske?
What's up?
Not much, man. You know, it's Thursday. You know, it's another weird day for everybody.
It is.
So, yes.
It is.
And I know you've been killing me. So, but no, I work through every day now. So, yes, we just started doing every day this week in turn already. So she's already so comfortable now. She's about ready to kill me. So, what? Where are we going to get to give it up? So,
yeah, you know.
So, yes, it definitely, you know, we'll be introducing more of our fans. So, y'all be on the lookout because there's going to be some very hot shows coming up, y'all, in July. It's going to be starting in July. Tuesdays and Thursdays is about to be crazy. The host, the host, we already have an idea. The host star has already worked on that. So y'all be on lookout for announcing closer to the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cheryl, what we going to do before we come back to the show, we'll go ahead and play a couple of tracks, but we're going to play one of the spoken word pieces by my girl Lil Nemo right now. That's just how we do things. You know, we're breaking up, and, of course, you know, this is one of her spoken word pieces. I don't know which one I want to start with first. There's so many. All right, let's go with Mathematical Vision Theory. So you got Mathematical Vision Theory with my girl Lil Nemo. We'll build a show in the middle of the show, so here we go.
This is Nemo. This one is entitled Mathematical Vision Theory. Your visions are the pictures that start out painted all in your mind. So it's chalked up to being fake. Others think you're a delusional clown. You gotta punch them with your words and KO them with your actions. And then tell them just like this. Are my visions a little clearer for understanding? Pimp slapped, stomped down, and left in the desert of your droughted mind. Now how do you define the term a delusional clown? I could choose the ignorant ways to produce the product of ultimate hurt. Like, say, go stand in front of the mirror. The truer version of the clown is in that picture. Now, I choose to lift you up and others that cross my path, too. Nothing's wrong with an helping hand. We can all use just a few to make our minds more receptive to the perception of silly little visions and collaborate our ideas to weaken the strongest mathematical divisions. Now, if we multiply our determination and calculate it just right, then the solution should all add up to the plan that's so dynamite. As you take the time to get the drastic final results, you're subtracting all the negativity and a final positive outcome.
I've got to remember.
So we're back in the building on Life That Does Live. Your boy, City J,
yes,
your girl,
yes.
Taryn Lamone. And that track that y'all just heard that I was Take On Me by Fontaine Zone, which is a, another Grimmy name I produced who came to the show last year for BZ Month. And it was great to have him, you know, man, a lot of great stuff coming to Kennedy. I know that between me and my brother, we love Foreign Exchange, we love Little Brother, we love the whole campus, the music they put out. So definitely was great to have them on there, and I had to throw that song on there real quick. Follow my girl Little Nemo's Mathematical Vision Theory. I think it went perfectly as a good follow-up. So that's how we do it. All right, so Terry, you know it's not a day without some crazy stuff going on. You know, yesterday we talked about Paris Jackson, you know, with her fiasco of, you know, pretty much committing suicide on not seeing Marilyn Manson. So, you know, that was a crazy thing from yesterday. Now here's a crazy thing from today.
Definitely crazier.
That was crazy. That was wild. So, man, this one today, man, this is pretty interesting. Today, there's some big word there about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Now, what do you think is getting? What do you think is getting out of my mouth right now, Taryn West?
It better not be them breaking up.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are lying.
apparently, there's a credible report that the two may be separating. That's what the report is stating. And which one of the big parts of the report of why they could potentially be splitting up is what we all, I don't know about y'all, but I knew this would be a big part of it. Is this whole media darling crap. You know, the thing is, you know, Kanye, he does tend to try to gain spotlight, but at the same time, too, he's very, he doesn't try to put his life out there like that, you know. And with Kim, she feels that everything needs to be recorded and it needs to be on reality TV or whatnot every 5 freaking seconds. So that's what a big part of the whole fiasco is about, and this happened. And a lot of this blew up right to baby showering. I mean, what can you say, man? I'm not, you know, Kanye, don't walk away, man. You know, if you want to split up with her, that's one thing. But make sure you better make sure you can hold on your responsibility. That's all I say to you, man. Just hold on your responsibility. You don't want to continue talking to her, that's one thing. But just make sure you hold it. Don't be fleeing because you're from not trying to handle your responsibility. That's what I'm thinking, you're ratchet. Thinking necessarily the fact that you walked away from a situation you know is going to get worse and worse, I understand that. But on the same thing, too, who the hell didn't know that before you talked to her? Duh. Come on now.
Right. Use common sense. You got to. Kim is something else, though, man.
What's your whole take on that? Because, I mean, I know you got a lot to say about the whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can say, like, I just hope he watching what he does. Like, because when it comes to Kim, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you're pretty and stuff like that. But low-key, like, she knows how to manipulate her way into keeping herself relevant. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to just... He gonna have to be on his P's and Q's, like, no lie with that, because I don't know. I just feel like, well, with them being separated, I feel like I've seen it coming anyway, because if you see how they are, like, Kanye is his own type of crazy. And she got her own way of going about stuff. So it's kind of like you see it coming, but I was just hoping, like, you know. But at the same time, isn't she technically still married?
Yeah.
So,
Blow the whistle on that one.
You know, like, what was he expecting? Because, you know, they say, like, that stuff was, you know, what I was hearing through so many gossips and, you know, other little blogs I read, apparently that, you know, her mom paid somebody, you know what I'm saying, to take those pictures of the dude. And apparently Kim Kardashian and them admitted to it. But paid a photographer to take a picture of him when he was out with a friend, and they sold it to TMZ for like $3 million. That's what a lot of people were saying and all that stuff going on. So it's like, you know, she knows how to get her way through things. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, she got famous off of the sex tape.
Right.
So he just
but
better.
You already know, we got to say about that. Because I, you know, I for real, I still, you know, I still not gonna let that one go. Who, you know, she's another one of those people who just was, you know, they cut their 15 seconds of fame and then he just keeps turning some more and more time and starting to turn into a whole marathon of 15 seconds of fame. It's driving me freaking nuts. And people, oh, yeah, this is so. Like, well, Phoenix, please help me. Please help me understand how what is so great about her. You know, I just don't see it. I try to sell me on, yeah, her show's popping because she's just so great. And her show is just, you know, you really want to watch it. Like, it just don't understand why, what is so great about her show. And that's just the thing. We feed into, like, now we're so desensitized. We fall for the stupidest bullshit ever. It's one thing to watch reality shows, but it's one thing where that's all we entrench ourselves in. We don't support the stuff that's got real substance. We are fucking up in it when it comes to supporting real stuff that people are complaining about the world problems or whatnot. Hell, look how we want. Look at the stuff we watch.
Right.
And I want to say something, you have to desensitize it. And then, like I say, this don't make people want to always use an excuse. It's for entertainment. You know, what the hell are we going to get back to taking responsibility, man? Like, this, God dang it, man. Take responsibility for your actions. Stop just saying it's just for entertainment. Admit that you're fucking up and keep it moving. Because you're not. Y'all just making an excuse and saying, well, you can't handle me because I'm doing this with you. It's just entertainment. You're still doing it. Stop being ratchet.
Let them know,
Betty. So, you know, I'll be here all day. I'll get a freaking headache talking about this stuff. But apparently, right now, Kanye is in Hawaii right now. And he's, you know, basically, he's working on his music. But at the same time, too, you know, some people are saying that he's there because he needs to fall back just for a second and just really think of things. All right, now, another thing that's going on, of course, today started, let me press my it started the first, you know, it started the NBA Finals, man. Yeah, I know I can give a hoot about the NBA Finals, but I don't, you know, here's the thing. I hate both teams that are in the NBA Finals. I hate the Spurs, and I hate the Heat. I hate them both equally. I'm going to say equally. I hate them both. But I was posed the question today, who I would go for. I say the Spurs. You know, people wonder why the Spurs. I'm a hater. I'm admitted. I'm openly admitted. That's the thing people don't understand. I'm a hater. I hate the Heat for passion. I don't want them to win. I can give a fucking rat's ass about them, and I want them to lose. I just feel at the end, you know how people hate my team, which actually ironically have a shirt on with them now, which is in baseball, the New York Yankees. People are always going to hate on them and say that, ooh, they brought their championships. They brought their championships. But why we don't say that about the Heat, man? I swear, man, the referees, no matter, all the way through, no matter what, they always be, it's said the referees getting an extra paycheck, man. The way they these calls they do for them to Heat and whatnot, it's just ridiculous. So I don't even know what to say, but I got to say is right now, at this point in time, I have reporting stuff is in real time, the Spurs are speeding up the Heat. So this it's in the fourth quarter. It's 3 minutes and 30 seconds ago. The Spurs are beating the Heat at currently 85-79. This is game one, so man, let's see, man. I want the Spurs to beat them. I just want them to. I hate the Heat. And I want to take the ego. And I want to take the egos out of them. That's the thing. Take those egos out of them. Because, let's look. Let's do the math, everyone. Everyone sit down. Everybody sit next to me for a second. Sit next to me. Okay, so. Now, of course, the Heat's in the finals again this year, right? Last year, they were in the finals. They won against OKC. The year before that, they lost to my team, the Dallas Mavericks. Yes, Dallas Mavericks. I love them so much. And I love the Boston Celtics just as well, too. But that's not the point. Just keep up with me. And then the year before that, you know, they didn't show up. So, wow. All I say is, you know, so the past 3 years, they have been either they've been playing, not necessarily they won or not, but they have been playing in the finals. So it just makes you just say conspiracy theory. And some people say, well, you know, no one can beat them with a great team. You're an all-star team. Duh. And I don't know, man. It just seems like it's be. And I, you know what I personally think, too, with Terran, I think they purposely keep wanting to set up in Miami necessarily, not because of the team, but because of the area. It's a good tourism. It's a good tourism area.
Yeah.
Hey, you make extra money. You got to make the extra money because the finals are there. So it's going to drive even more to come be tourists there. So I think that's ultimately, that's what I personally think. That's what it's all about. This is a ploy to continue to keep the NBA, to keep some extra money in their pocket.
Could be. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I'm not a big Heat fan. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I really don't care who wins because I'm not really a fan of neither one of them. So, like,
I'll put you on the spot. Who you a fan of? Put you on the spot.
Say it again.
Who you a fan of? See, now we're going to find out about that really quick.
Boston. I go for Boston. I go for a few teams. I go for Boston.
Okay.
I'm still a Detroit Pistons fan. I used to go for Orlando, but I don't really like them no more. But, you know, I go for, you know, different ones. I feel a few people, but I've just never been a Heat fan. Their ego's too big for me. Like, No, I ain't never been a Heat fan. So,
right, and you said the Celtics. So you get some points for saying the Celtics. I give you that much.
Yeah, you know, but, well, yeah, Boston, you know, that's my people. I always...
You know,
I just wish, you know, Ray was still
there,
but, you know, 'cause that was my main man. But, yeah,
Rondo
and them
are
my boys right there. I rock with them.
All day, every day. Yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and go to another spoken word piece from my girl, Lil Nemo, who's been the show in just a bit. So, y'all hang in there just a second. We'll be back here on Life of the Dust Live or Teddy J. Sharon Lamont,
he is
here and now.
This is Nemo. This one is entitled Here and Now. You can say what you want, but it will never add up. It makes no sense. It's time to just wrap it up. Now the show is over, and they want refunds because the gig is up. Only thing that we should be saying is, in God we trust. Because the world as a whole holds no trust in eyes. Everywhere we turn, people are singing lies. Come on, let's be real. It's part of history and time. We've just gotten slicker in our ways to deceive our own kind. Brainwashed by the millions, falsified information by the trillions. This is the world that we're living in. Prayers in schools is like a sin, and now today, children are descendants of stereotypical ignorance. Unbelievable things falling off our pretty fresh lips. We want hope for our future and diminish our past, but we have to work in the present to make that last. Let's turn on the ignition and step on the gas. Be accountable for our mistakes and clear a straight path. If you don't understand, then let's do the math. Or better yet, you can Google in the spare time that you have. How many deaths? How many unemployed? How many are homeless, just trying to get warm? How many are on the block? Being salesmen into the streets, or even how many children are raped and killed due to untreated individuals that come from a cycle that repeats. Man, it's so deep, you'd be buried 6 feet, because we are dead to the world, or the world is dead to us. We ignore reality, and that's why we are stuck. This is Nemo. The spoken word piece is entitled As Long As I Breathe. As long as I breathe, you will never have me. Held captive in your wings of personal torment. Color black as the dark of night to transform me to the shade that you apparently like. I can imagine the sounds of a past lashing out for help to change their color fast, but became sucked in as if there was a black hole, never to be seen again. And at that point, their personal world turns cold. As long as I breathe, you will never have me held captive in your world. I refuse to be the new generation hangman. For every word you say, I sustain more and more pain while wanting to treat you the same way or 10 times worse to make my day just to give you what you want or a little more. So much that I become the supporting actress in your show. Thank you. As long as I breathe, you will never have me hanging from rotten vines, so I fall to my demise, swimming in bottomless filth, with the filth being your mind. As long as I breathe, you will never, ever, 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 ever in life have me.
All right.
Yeah. Never.
I ain't sure what I had to give y'all a back to back. That was my girl Lil Nemo with Here and Now, followed by As I Breathe. Excuse me, As Long As I Breathe. So I think that's her in the line now. It's my psychic powers are telling me that. Psychic powers. Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, it's got to be my girl Lil Nemo in the building, right?
Yes, it is. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How are you doing?
Tonight, you know, no complaints.
Hello?
Yes. So we're glad to have you on the show. I mean, you know, it's definitely good to have another entity in the industry in the show, because spoken word is a key part of the industry as a whole, as far as when it comes to. No, you can name any part of the music industry. You can name rock and roll. You can name rap. You can name hip hop. No, I use two different things there. You name pop. I go there all day long. But at the end of the day, the birthplace of making all that stuff flow together is definitely spoken word. So,
exactly.
No, definitely. That's why we got so glad to have you come through, because it's good to have somebody show love to that part of the industry.
Yes, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be invited on the show. And, because I tell a lot of people that, you know, when you're doing music, even right down to, like, in hip-hop, a lot of the rappers, you know, different artists are doing nothing but poetry, and that's what spoken word is. Poetry plays the music, and it's letting out feelings and things that sometimes people don't want to say, or they think it and they can't get it out, you know, and so it's just an outlet to get those kinds of things out there, to raise awareness and things of that sort. So I love it, you know. I've been doing it ever since I was like 8 years old writing poetry, you know. So, you know, it's just a form of expression.
Okay, so as far as like, is what got you into it? What were you wearing? Rose of Red, Violet of Blue? That was your first poem, wasn't it?
You said, what was my first poem?
Was your first poem on Rose of Red, Violet of Blue? Is that why you wanted to do poetry? You were like, oh, man, you know, I got good poems. Here we go. Roses of Red, Violet of Blue. That was it, right?
Actually, no. I'm different. I'm very different. I remember my first one that I ever wrote, it was called The Four Seasons, because I used to be fascinated by nature and how everything changed. So I was like, I'm going to write about the seasons, you know. And it was, you know, I can't remember exactly. It was like winter, summer, spring, and fall. I know about them all and I love them all, or something like that. And ever since then, you know, I've just been writing and I got more creative, you know, over the years. And, you know, it just pretty much took off from that, because I used to be very quiet as a child, and that was my way to express myself on paper. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I got started.
Nice.
Right. And I feel you, because a lot of people don't realize, I tell them that all the time with me. He's like, there's no way in the world. Like, what about the house, about family and stuff? I always talk about behind that, but sometimes the public to some people in certain settings, I just didn't necessarily say stuff. I only said stuff when I felt it was comfortable. But now I'm like outspoken and don't care and say whatever it comes to my mind. So, like you said, because you have spoken word on it, people don't realize that they think that you possibly have always been, you were quiet. There's no way you were quiet.
You know, I was quiet. I was like practically a mute. My grandmother had to put me in theater arts classes to get me to open up, and like that's when I really took off, like just in entertainment, period. But then that's when I started getting deeper into that. So, and actually, even so today, a lot of people, you know, when I tell them about what I do, those who don't know, they're shocked because I'm very meek and mild, but I do believe in speaking my mind as well. You know, and like I said, that comes out, you know, in my writing, because there's so much things that's going on in this world, and we're so blinded by a lot of things, and I think that's a good outlet to get people to hear what's really going on, or to, you know, get out feelings of things that different people have been through, to let you know that it's, you know what I'm saying, it's relatable. I can relate. Others can relate. And that's the same goes for, you know what I'm saying, just other music artists as a whole, different genres, you know, and that's all it is, you know, so, and it's a lot of keeping it real, you know what I'm saying, because you got to keep it real at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Now, was there anyone that, like, inspired, was there any key person that inspired you to want to do it, that was already doing spoken word and said, you know what, they're going to, I like how they do it. I want to definitely do it. Like, that kind of inspired you to want to do it even more. Was there a certain person that you would say, you know, whether it's a famous person or not, who would you say was a key part of inspiring you?
Well, I was always into Maya Angelou. Between Maya Angelou and Nikki Giovanni, and their poetry, you know, in between that. And then when I used to listen to Tupac was so poetic. I loved Tupac. I mean, he was just, you know, he always knew how to hit it on the head. And you know what I'm saying? And you could feel him, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the song, you could understand whether it was, you know, the way you grew up or, you know, just different situations that's going on in the world. So, you know, those were the three actual inspirations that kind of got me to doing that.
Okay.
Now, before I slide over to Karen, as far as I want to know, like, how do you, before you get ready to write a piece, what's like a way that, how do you get, prepare yourself to get into it? Like, what's a great preparation to say, like, you know, listen to a song real quick, go fight a pillow? Like, what helps you get your mind right to get ready to write something that you really want to get out there? How do you prepare yourself?
Well, usually I have to listen to music, and I meant to mention Nas, because I like Nas. He's very, he's such a conscious, you know, rapper, and I love, like, usually I would, like, listen to him all the time. It used to be him mainly that I would listen to, but just in general, you know what I'm saying, I would listen to music. It just kind of get me in the mood, and then I'll write down several ideas, and then from that, you know, I'll pick which ones that I really like the most. I feel like I can write on the most, the ones that I know that I can relate to. And sometimes it's not even that I'll write down different subject lines. Sometimes I'll just take 2 minutes out and I'll just write exactly what's on my mind, even if it doesn't make sense on paper. And then in the end, you know what I'm saying, I always end up laughing at it because I'm like, wow, this seems funny. But then from there, that's how I'm able to actually, you know, formulate what I want to write and get a lot of my ideas and organizations of which way I want to go with that. You have to excuse the noise in the background because, you know, I'm on my break at work and I'm outside and it's loud.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't. Did you say something? I didn't even hear anything.
Oh, really? Okay, it's just loud to me.
But, yes, okay, so I'm going to slide it over there, Terry.
Okay. Hello.
I definitely feel you on the Tupac. That's one of my favorite rappers. Favorite rappers. And
yes.
I would want to say a lot of people they judge his music off the wrong things. Like, he really was a genius putting a lot of stuff out there to his music that people to this day, like, don't understand. So, big ups to you. Where do you see yourself? I mean, well, where do you see your writing? Like, do you see yourself improving more as a writer? Like, where do you see yourself in the next year?
Well, I really see myself starting to actually go out and perform, because I've kind of had to actually take a step back. But I plan on doing some, like, on-stage performance. That's why I see myself pretty much a year from now. A lot of things I've just been pretty much just posting and everything like that. So I really want to get out there, especially within my community, and you know, get around and expand outside of my community and, you know, where I can kind of get my name out there a little better. And I always feel like I can improve as a writer. You know what I'm saying? That's anything in life. You can always improve, because nobody is perfect. You should always strive to get better. Even when you think you're at your best, no, you can get better. So, you know.
Right.
So that's where I stand with that.
Okay. Do you want your writing to take you somewhere else in your music, or, like, you know, because usually people be like, oh, well, I want to do a clothing line or a perfume line. Like, do you have any ideas that you may want to do along the way? As far as where, like, are you creating a platform right now with your writing to branch you off to something else, or no?
Yes, definitely I am. And I've been working with a lot of actual, you know, like, music artists as such. And I plan on doing something locally, starting off, like I said, pretty much in my community, because I think that's where the strongest foundation should be able to come from, and then kind of expand off of that. Because actually my ultimate goal is I want to be able to actually teach children, because I want to be able to pass this down and let children know that you always got options, you know, to be able to express yourself. And I kind of want to open up a community center that caters to just that, to forms of entertainment, not just in doing spoken words, but whether it's, you know, it's being a rapper or a singer, or, you know, being a producer, you know, writing, dance. I want to do all forms, you know, and I have a lot of people I've been networking that's, you know, going to help me with that. We're going to help each other, because that's what you got to do. You know, you got to work. You got to work together, because nobody can do it alone, you know. So, you know, I got a lot of very supportive people. And like I say, you know, I do plan on branching off and possibly, you know, coming out, like, with a actual full, you know, compilation, like a CD, you know, with some things. So I have a lot of things in the works right now. And all I can say is, you know, everybody would just have to, you know, keep a lookout. You know, I am on Twitter, at Lil Nemo, 29, and on YouTube as well, The Nemo Experience, and it's spelled all together. And you can see I have two videos up there right now, but I plan on posting some more. And on Blast Your Thoughts, because that's where I first pretty much started getting my work out at Blast Your Thoughts. And, you know, just looking for some more stuff. I have a lot of upcoming projects.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I like your, because that's where you got some videos up, too. I like the videos you got.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I like Shooting Star. That's one that I want people to check out. You know, a lot of people don't know, like, it's actually spoken word, and they're like, oh, it sounds like you're rapping or whatever, you know. So I let people kind of take it for what it is, but I really like that one. And you know, it's you know, based off of experience, but I really like that one. I have another one called Just Because that's also up there on YouTube, also to check out. It's talking about the music industry. And yeah, so, and like I said, I plan on having some more stuff placed out there soon.
Nice, really nice. Do you find it hard balancing your personal life along with your business life?
Sometimes it can be a little hard, because, like, sometimes I do have to end up actually putting certain things, like, on the back burner, because, you know, you got to be able to handle your personal life. But, you know, I try to, you know, keep it as balanced as possible. And like I said, I mean, you know, when I write off of experiences. So sometimes when I take that back seat, that taking that back seat for me writing helps promote me to be able to write, because I, you know, a lot of the stuff comes from my experiences or things that I witnessed or things that I've been through or somebody else has been through. So, but like I said, I do try to balance that out, and it can be hard sometimes. But, you know, when you have a dream, you know what I'm saying, and when you have something that you're working towards that you're serious about, you make it work.
Okay. Great answer.
All right. So I got one more question for you. As far as before you roll out, let everybody know as far as if there's one thing that you want people to remember you by, if today was the last day of life, what would it be?
Remember about me. I would say that it's not really hard to answer that, but like I guess it's the way to explain it. But I would say just to remember that my viewpoints on things, because I say that because I always look at things like actually from like a third eye, like things that people just don't see. They don't see. You know, I like to be able to leave that mark and have it set in your mind that wow, I never looked at this that way or that way. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm an analyzer, so I analyze a lot. You know, and I just want people to learn as much as they can and not to be blinded. So that's what I want people to remember about me. That, you know, I try to give eye-openers. You know,
okay.
It might be weird to say, but that's how I feel, yeah.
And most definitely. Well, you know, I wanted to say again, I'm glad you came to the show. And, you know,
definitely.
It's definitely continue. If you got some new stuff, just send it to us, and we'll play it, because we like to have a little bit of everything on here, you know, some people.
Yeah.
I would like to have some spoken word. If I got to say shout out to my girl, all the poetess, that's one of the people that, you know, her show is completely focused on spoken word, and that's one of the shows that, you know, definitely gives me a life when it comes to that. So I'm glad you came to get with that piece of the industry, and, you know, definitely just let us know anytime, man. Send us what you got. We got you.
Okay, and thank you so much for having me. And once again, anybody that's listening, check me out on Little Nemo at Little Nemo 29 on Twitter or The Nemo Experience on YouTube. And I want to give a shout-out to the people that have been working with Parallel X Studios. He does graphic designs. And Agonils, who does a lot of my beats. And Dope Ass Music from Blast Your Thoughts, which I worked with him as well. So I just want to give a shout out and to Blast Your Thoughts as well. And definitely to you all for having me.
No problem.
I'm glad to have you. I see you got a caller. I'm going to see who this caller is. I see you got your hand up. All right. What we got from 205? Caller from the 205, your hand up. What's up?
You know I'm on that mute, Santa J. What's happening?
Oh, what's up? I'm like, this nigga is standing up there. I'm about to throw a Titan at him.
I'm just talking on that mute. I'm like, what's up, Santa J? What's up, Lil Nemo? I don't know your name, but how you doing?
Like, he already trying to do sign language. He trying to do sign language to the phone and stuff. Like, dude, we can't see you doing sign language.
I said I was trying, man. What's going on tonight?
Not a much, man. You know, I'm going to be live before we let her go. I know you want to definitely show us some love. So I knew who it was, but when you was on there acting like you was Helen Keller, I was like, what's going on?
Hey, Sue. You know, I got my little butt, man, trying to, you know, support it. You know, do balance, just like you say, trying to balance it out.
Yes.
Trying to balance it out. I just want to say I appreciate the support, Lil Nemo, man, and continue good work. You know, I seen, you know, she putting them blogs on my site too, man. Just just continue growth. She went from that to the music, to the videos, you know, to not trying to go out and, you know, actually perform in front of people. So that's, I like that progress. So I just say congratulations on supporting you.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Okay. That was good. We good, man. Must be strong, man.
All right.
So, and definitely, man, and I, you know, and definitely I appreciate you for coming through, man, and showing love, because y'all always, you know, but that's what I like about a lot of people are so stuck on this whole competition crap. The thing is, you can be all neighboring people and still make it do what it do. Like, y'all have a radio show, we got a radio show. Y'all got a social network, we got a social network. But we support each other. So people don't know that you can actually do that. Like, we not on no Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace type stuff where we trying to battle each other and be like, well, don't support them. Like, no. If you all got something going on that's positive and you directly do what it do and you in the same vision of treating other artists and other people in the industry with respect, I'm for that all day long.
All day, man. Keep adding them blogs, man. I keep supporting you too, man. It's just fun, man.
I try to get a network with people. Tweet. My head start hurting. I'm like, oh, man, people are tweeting again. they give you a reverse, man. They promote you so much. You wake up in the morning like, damn, they're promoting me all day.
Yeah. That's what we do, man. But y'all be supporting us too, man. Y'all give people good material to read, and so it's just a balance, man. And then, you know, we work on the back end, you know, from, you know, website stuff to all kind of stuff, man. So that's, I appreciate your support too.
No problem, man. And I want to shout out the members on both sites, because y'all think we don't be realizing when we peep it. We be seeing that y'all be going from y'all go from the dust spot to blast your thoughts, or from blast your thoughts to dust spot. We peep that. So we like the fact that people don't be on this whole nonsense of thinking that they took that, oh, I'm over here, so I ain't got to be over there. I appreciate that you have give a big shout out to all the members on both sites, that we're glad that y'all support both and, you know, support the, you know, because that's what the affiliate site link thing is for. We ain't up there just look cute. The banners ain't up there just look cute. It's the people we actually rock with, that rock with us, and support what we got going on. So that's what it is.
Yep, all good, man.
Yes, good. Man.
I'm enjoying y'all show, man.
No, thank you, man. Well, I'm pitch back on me. Then let you breathe. I know y'all just came on the show today too, man. And I want to say shout out to. I see we got. See this 111. I'm scared. I'm gonna be online. But I don't know if y'all want to be open now. I want y'all killing me. But I wanted to send a shout out to as well. So I want to get that out. I know it was actually my boy Dope Ass Music's anniversary. So I wanted to send a shout out to that as well.
Oh yeah, man. 1 year, man. This is a trip. Don't stay that long, but it sure been that long. He holding it down.
Man. Most definitely. I see we got another caller. I'm opening your line. I know who it is. But we going to see.
Caller
from Wilder. What is up? You on Life in the Dust Live? What's up? Oh, you done got another Helen Keller.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to put the mic on me. I think they just listening. Okay, I'm put y'all back on the knee. All right, so, man, as we got, man, oh, my God, y'all, I swear, man, hours of shoulders. Every time, y'all, it seems the hours and hours of these shoulders go by so quick. And, oh, my God, 7 minutes left of the show. I'm like, I'll turn, it's like I look down, look back up, and we only got a couple minutes left. That's how it goes every day, man. Time goes by, we having fun. And y'all definitely... This is just most definitely, I'm glad that y'all support we got going on. Taryn, I'm glad y'all support what Taryn's got going on, because I know Taryn's got the big show coming up, her TV show. So y'all support her. You know, I know y'all going to like, y'all been liking her page on Tara Lamont, but y'all got to support her Tara Brown page, too. Y'all need to support that. Go to
thank
that.
Thank you, yeah.
Support it, because, I mean, it's a different industry. You know, we support this people just having growth, more and more growth, because without doing that, that's how we support each other. We got support what she got going on, because
very
we want
true.
To see her do it big. And then when she wins, the whole family wins. So I don't know
of
about
course.
Y'all, but come on now. Use some common sense now.
And it's not going to be, a lot of people think it's just going to be like a boring sit-down show. No, y'all have to remember I'm young, okay? I'm 20 years old. So it's going to be more of, y'all are going to be seeing a lot of behind the scenes, because there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. So when I go for Atlanta Fashion Week, all that's live footage from behind the scenes, me interviewing models, everyone. Like, it's going to be crazy. And then you got shows where I'm talking to regular people, you know, going in with them about life situations, from, you know, anything you think of, relationships, the family problems. It's going to be a mixture of everything. So it's like everybody is going to be able to connect some type of way to my show instead of seeing pictures and judging who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to really show people how people-oriented I am. So that we're putting it all into the show just so y'all can see what type of weirdo slash whatever else is going to come out on the show. And it's a lot of surprises, too, a lot of hidden talents and a lot of people. You guys can start sending me emails at booking Tara Lamont at Gmail. And or you can do Taryn Brown at Turning Point at Gmail. And also, if you want to perform, start sending me that information. I'll post it on my Facebook and stuff, too. But there's going to be opportunities for artists and famous artists, actually celebrities. Like, it's going to be a big eye-opener for a lot of people. And I think I'm just trying to turn it into one of the best things I could possibly make it. It's a lot of hard work, but it's pulling off. So, hey, you guys support it. I support you. I will support you guys. So, yeah.
Definitely. You know, like I say, again, we all win this, as far as whenever someone is in the family wins. That's how it got to be, and people got to not just, you know, it's all about me type stuff. So that's how it is. And I want to go ahead and throw one story out that I thought was hilarious on Clumsy Crooks, one of my favorite sites in the world. Oh, my God, y'all always got some hot mess on here. A man apparently was arrested after throwing dentures at his store of dentures. Yes. He's doing his during dentures in his watch at a police officer. So a man who's apparently angered by some of his driveway being blocked was arrested after fighting police and throwing his dentures at them. And this dude was 71 years old, by the way. He allegedly became angry when a car involved in a multi-vehicle accident and a passerby offering help, pulled into his driveway in the 1200 block of Route 519 on Friday afternoon. And he was very irate. Apparently, he didn't like somebody being in his driveway. Instead of being a grown man and going and saying, hey, can you please move and trying to get out and go get to where I need to get, he decided to throw his dentures. So, wow. I don't even have a comment for that. I just... It doesn't even need a comment. It's one of those things where you gotta just think.
I mean, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like he was in the wrong like that. I don't care what anybody really has to say. I mean, he's of age. You know what I'm saying? Apparently something pissed him. I'm not saying you just go around throwing dentures at people. I'm not saying that. But it's just like, I don't know. I'm feeling for him, though.
Nah, you know what? I'm not going to give an excuse, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I deal with old people all day long, old and sold, and they are ready to snap. At the little, I don't care. Don't give me this age thing, this older in pain. I understand that. But that don't mean you got to be an asshole, you know, because they think, because that's, I'm sorry. Being running around saying I'm old and I'm in pain, I'm tired, so that means it's a free, it's a license to kill. No, I'm not letting it happen for 1 second. Because it's just like I said, it's just not right. It's just not right. At the end of the day, it's still at the end of the day, the whole phrase where treat others how you want to be treated still goes into play. Because they're calling, I didn't have somebody call me a nigga and whatever else and stupid off me at some one of the simplest things. They ain't got, and they can't, and over the simplest thing, and got an attitude, and told, and wish some weird stuff upon me. So, no, I'm sorry. I'm not letting him go by. Keep your damn teeth in your mouth. We don't want your nasty-ass teeth. You know, you probably don't use Sensodyne or whatever to keep them clean or whatever. So,
ooh,
it's nasty.
Well, Seth, he said it. But, yeah, I mean, people do be mean these days, but I'm just putting myself in his shoes to how I would feel. Like, if, you know, if I was of that age and stuff and if I was feeling irritated, I mean, ain't no telling. I mean, yeah, that's kind of messed up that he threw his teeth at somebody, but, hey, shit happens.
But, you know, I hear dudes all, Sally, can you please run? What's up with me? You can at least just do that. And then if he didn't want to move, they can act. Then you got to get an attitude. They want or they don't want to move. But you just decided to get crunk from jump. I'm not understanding. And, you know, if usually when an old person's mad, they just get mad. They'll just take their teeth out and throw it at somebody. Ain't seen, you know, that's one thing. It's one thing to be mad, but it's another thing to do something violent. That's a whole other thing. And then you do it to the police. How fucking dumb are you? I mean, just, oh, God, that's pretty. Somebody please just help them, Lord.
Oh,
put your hands on them. All right, man. Y'all, we just to let y'all know if y'all miss any parts of the show, they can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's CEDDY, that is J. You can also check it out at iTunes. Type it in, go to iTunes and type in Life is Death Live. You can decide to show us for free on there. Go to the radio app. That's at tunein.com. You go to TuneIn Radio app, we'll start the shows in there. Look at me on Life with Dust Live. It is a million other places like DustSpot.com and Madison Media Network. And we'll be here all day naming them, but there you go. It's a couple of places. So check out the show. Definitely support Lil Nemo, everything she's doing. It's definitely great to see spoken word people making it happen. So that being said, I want to just let everybody know everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whether it's a J or whether it's a
T
or whether it's a U, it is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of
Life
of Dust Live for a set of J's and your girl,
Taryn Lamontsky.
All right, y'all, we're going on out, man. In the words of Quick Brown, deuces.
Yep.